Okay, hold on. Alright, I just finished my first therapy session. My first physical therapy session that I've had in 13 years. And they were just kind of surprised that it's been that long. But not surprised at the condition of my leg. So I guess it just gets worse with time because of the injury. You know, develop arthritis and stuff. So I'll be going 2 times a week for the next 12 weeks. And we'll see if I come out with a stronger ankle and a stronger leg that I can actually be able to stand for longer periods of time. That'd be great if I could do that. I didn't get to eat yet, which kind of sucks because now I gotta go to my next appointment. And my next appointment is the dentist. And I know that that dentist is gonna gross me out when they give me that shot. So this is what has resulted in my life at this time. It's full of appointments. Maybe a third of my life is appointments. But hey, at least I'm getting prepared and I'll be able to join society on a more permanent basis. That's the goal. That's the goal. The goal is for me to get out of disability status and, you know, have normal life things. But the one thing they did, you know, suggest, the main doctor, is I got to get back into a pool. And he was like, well, you know, since you were a swimmer, that's probably the best exercise for me, for my whole body. And I really haven't been to a pool since we moved out here, to be honest. My mom has a pool, but I don't like to go swimming over there because of my dad's over there. And I always feel uncomfortable. So, you know, with like the no privacy thing and then my nieces and nephews and all that stuff. So I really never swim over there, ever. I've only swum in their pool once. But I think I'm going to ask my mom and talk to her and try to find a time where I can use the pool without being watched. Like, I don't want someone watching me. So I don't have to drive out to Bakersfield every day because, you know, it's expensive gas-wise. Unless I could find one. I don't know. Maybe I'll find one. I mean, I don't want to join a gym since I get the gym and stuff for free with the university. And the I need to find something that has a pool. And it kind of made sense. He's like, you know, if you were a swimmer most of your life and your body and your muscles are used to swimming, and then you suddenly couldn't swim anymore, then that would be the proper exercise for me, you know, because that's where my body responded. Because I gotta tell you right now, I got some muscly calves. Like, I got solid legs from swimming. That was the only downside, you know, the calves. I got the swimmer calves. but it makes sense because since the screws kind of go up to my calf, then I guess the swimming would help it, even though it feels disgusting. It'd be gross. I mean, I was telling him, oh, look at it. My calf is getting all deformed. He's like, it's not deformed. They're just screws. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so gross. I feel like it's going to rip my muscles, my calf muscles. But he said it won't. It does feel good, though. I did take a picture of my first initial thing where they wrapped it in this hot, hot towel. And I was like, dang, no one told me to do that. I would have been doing that this whole time. I thought you were supposed to stay away from heat because I thought heat made it swell up. So I'm supposed to do the heat ice thing. Oh, damn it. I barely made it to the thing. That was the fastest green light I've ever seen in my life. And what freeway is this? Oh. So now we're heading back to the 58. I gotta get over there to Ming. That guy is all staring at me like, who the hell is she talking to? I don't know why people are shocked when they see me talking. I mean, don't people have, handless phones now? Okay, freeway. Get me on the freeway. Here we go. Uh-oh. Shit. Totally dropped you guys again. I have my workout pants on, my yoga pants, and they're all like slippery, and so they're all like sliding everywhere. All right, here we go. You know what I think? I think I deserve a buffet tonight. I need some crab legs. All you can eat crab legs. I think that will help me feel better. Even though I'll be numb, I can try to eat. Okay, we're on the 58. I just gotta remember. Drinking this whole thing of water. So, I've been carrying around a 2-liter bottle every day. I don't know if that equals 8 glasses, but I know that if I at least drink the 2-liter every day, I got some water, you know, water for the day. And since I don't do math unless I'm counting money, I have no idea how much that is. Oh. That was great. I think I met some cool people. They were like, "You're so funny. We like you. You're so funny." I was like, oh. I was having like this total anxiety attack. And I didn't say anything. But the lady, one of the main ladies, she's like, okay, she's having an anxiety attack. And I was like, oh my God, you can tell. And she was like, oh yeah. I was like, aw. Oh. So next time I guess I better take my medicine before I show up. Because I guess I was like freaking out. I didn't think I was, but they were like, oh, just relax, relax. And I was like, I'm relaxed, but I think I was like spazzing on them. I don't know why I do that. Like, I really try not to. Like, there are moments when, and it's really weird, the only time that I don't have anxiety is if I'm upset. If I'm upset or I'm really angry or anything like that, then I have no fear. I have no fear. I have no anxiety. Nothing. I will just come out and say what I gotta say. I will throw down. I will do whatever I think I, you know, whatever's on my mind kind of thing. But then everyday things like driving, you know, doctor appointments, things like that. Oh my gosh, my anxiety goes through the roof. You know, tests, lectures, things like that. But no, when I'm mad or upset or adamant about something, I'm one brave chick. I'll just come right out and I will take care of what needs to be taken care of with no fear. I don't know why that happens. But there's this guy in front of me and he has one of those, he's dragging along one of those things that look like a cement thing. Like a round thing, and it's swaying everywhere. That thing better not come off the truck and hit me. It's kind of scary looking, actually. Okay, there's a trucker behind it. Okay, that trucker's going down first. Oh no, he's not doing it. He don't want to go behind it. Okay, that just looks way unstable. That does not look stable at all. I don't want to be behind this thing. Wow. I have to remember where my, So, that was interesting. Go the other freeway. Thank you. All right, I can pass this guy. So they gave me one of those big rubber bands and a pamphlet with all the exercises on it. So that was cool. So last night I did a podcast. I did a little show. Whoa, I almost dropped you guys again. Everything's sliding off my pants. Hold on. Let me turn. Yeah, I did a little show from my phone and talked to Todd for a little bit. I did my best to try to fix it, the sound, so that, you know, people could hear what he was saying. And then I got tired of trying to fix it, so I just posted what I had. But at least it picked up a little bit, which is kind of good. I always wondered if it would do that. Oh yeah, we're almost there. Another appointment. It's gonna suck. Alright. Bakersfield. Which way? Okay, I go this way. This is a long day. Like, I can't wait to go home and go to sleep. Because last night, oh yeah, so I stayed up last night. Well, at first I fell asleep early, and then I woke up, and then I was up late because I had my little show thing. And I couldn't go to sleep, you know, and I started worrying about the appointments today, and I didn't sleep well at all. So when I go home from here, I was going to just try to stay up. If I could try to stay up till like 9 o'clock tonight and actually see if I could sleep through the night and wake up in the morning refreshed. But I don't think I will. I mean, I might. I might try it. See if it works. Because that's what they normally tell you to do. Is like, if your sleep's all messed up, try to stay up. Like almost up to 24 hours until the next day. Until like 9 o'clock. And then try to get your sleep back. I mean, like, there's this stuff called melatonin, I think, or something. I never tried it before, but I've thought of it. My thing is like, I fall asleep really, like, really good. And then I'm only asleep for, like, 20 minutes, an hour. Okay, you know what? Can you just go or someone pass me? You bitch. She was bitchy. She was like all snobby. Like, move over. Alright, I just made it to the next appointment. Now, this appointment is back to the dentist. And, but this is for the cosmetic stuff, which is awesome. I mean, it's not awesome right now, but I get the cosmetic things done. This is something to look forward to. I just wish I ate. I should have ate something today. I have a feeling I'm going to get nauseous from this. Oh, and I don't have my placard. Oh, suck. I got to park like regular people. Damn it. I mean, I could chance it, but that's probably stupid of me if I do that. Ow. All right. Oh, yeah. There we go. Let me see how long it took me to get here. That took me a long time to get here. What the heck? I know I didn't do a podcast for that long, did I? 17 minutes? Dang, did that drive take 17 minutes? Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.